The baseball insider, Andy Carbone, joins us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Well, Andy, the Red Sox are back in first place this week, and unbelievable. The Yankees were swept in a series, correct?
They were over the weekend down in Tampa, Bill, and Red Sox take 2-3 over the Mariners at Fenway, and next thing you know, the Red Sox are back in first place in a virtual tie with the Yankees after going 3-3 on the week. Earlier in the week, the Red Sox were in Minnesota playing the Twins, where they lost 2-3. So then they came home and probably took 2-3 for the Mariners and finished 3-3 on the week. And they, like you said, they're back in first place, believe it or not.
All right. The Angels are in town starting on Tuesday night. And some notes from this past week, Andy, as you observe the team?
Well, earlier in the week, the Red Sox had some issues getting the bats involved. As on Tuesday, they only scored 2 runs. Wednesday, they scored 1 run, and they were 0-9 with runners in scoring position on Wednesday. Did get decent starting pitching early in the week from Chris Sale on Tuesday with 11 strikeouts and a no decision. David Price pitched well on Wednesday, but he took the loss. Thursday, the Red Sox bats woke up in Minnesota as Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi had home runs. Red Sox had 16 hits in that game. Rick Porcello won his 9th game of the season as the Sox beat the Twins 9-2. And in that game, the Red Sox won their 50th game of the season, becoming the third team in the majors to do so this season, joining the Astros and the Yankees. There's a note as well. This is the earliest time in a season that three teams already have 50 wins. So then the bats came alive again Friday at home. Steven Wright had a tough start for the Red Sox. Gave up 5 runs in the first inning, but the Red Sox came right back in the bottom of the first with 5 of their own. Red Sox end up winning the game 14-10. J.D. Martinez had 4 hits in the game, including a home run, his 23rd, 4 RBI. Steven Wright, again, he had a tough start. Gave up 10 runs in just 3 1/3 innings. That's definitely the worst start by a Red Sox pitcher this year. And then the bats went quiet again on Saturday, losing to the Mariners 7-2. But then yesterday, Chris Sale comes to the rescue and shut out the Mariners, score 5-0. Sale goes shutout innings, struck out 13 for his 7th win of the year.
Wow. And of course, Sale, as we've talked about a number of times, just has not been getting a lot of offensive support, as noted earlier in the week. But when you pitch a shutout, I guess hopefully that'll be good enough to get a win.
It usually is, Bill, and with the 5 runs, I mean, that's a big outburst for the Sox. Yeah. Chris Sale's been on the mound, so he'll take it, and the Red Sox fans will take the win. Go on to the next series.
All right, Andy. Any other Red Sox notes from this past week, either current or past Red Sox players?
Well, you want to look at the big story recently is, of course, Hanley Ramirez. Story broke on Friday that the former Red Sox first baseman was facing some serious legal issues as federal state authorities were looking into Ramirez's possible connection to a large fentanyl distribution case in Lawrence. But then yesterday, the Globe came out and said that Hanley's a victim in this case. He's not involved in that distribution case. And a friend dropped his name when being questioned by police to try to avoid getting into trouble. So we're seeing both sides of the story right now. Details are still fluid at this point. So on one end, it looks like that Hanley could just, like I said, being a victim. His agent's supposed to have a press conference today with more details on it. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. But definitely a crazy story coming out on Friday. And that kind of goes back to why the maybe teams haven't touched Hanley since the Red Sox let him go back at the end of May. You could say that's part of the reason why the Red Sox let him go at that time. Maybe they were tipped off to something. But definitely Hanley Ramirez is damaged goods in more ways than one at this point.
Well, the idea of somebody kind of dropping his name as a way to get out of it, I mean, that has some credibility, but yet it still seems a little strange. You're right, yeah.
No question about it. So there'll be more information about this coming, that's for sure.
More? Stay tuned. All right. Any other notes, Andy?
There are a couple of Red Sox, Red Sox Hall of Famer and soon-to-be Hall of Famer in the news. Red Sox Hall of Fame pitcher Pedro Martinez will be hosting the second annual Feast with 45 coming up on June 29th. That is this Friday at Fenway. While the Red Sox will be in New York playing the Yankees, fans can taste dishes from more than 45 renowned chefs in Boston. All proceeds go to the Pedro Martinez Charity Community Center in Santo Domingo. David Ortiz will be a Hall of Famer soon enough. He's been named manager of the World Team in the Futures game on Sunday, July 15th at the All-Star Game festivities that take place in Washington, D.C. this year.
Okay. Now, Major League Baseball notes. This is the part where I enjoy it because I'm always learning stuff because I don't pay attention closely enough during the week. What do you have for us, Andy?
Well, back last Monday, 45-year-old pitcher Bartolo Colon of the Rangers picked up his 244th career win. Makes him the winningest pitcher ever from the Dominican Republic. He passes Hall of Fame pitcher Juan Marichal. Also, the Washington Nationals made a trade on Monday, acquiring closer Kelvin Herrera from the Kansas City Royals for three prospects. So the Nationals boosting up their bullpen. Tuesday, the Yankees hit four home runs, giving them 118 on the season. That's the second most of the first 70 games of a season, tying the St. Louis Cardinals back in 2000. Wednesday, Astros were the first team in the majors to reach the 50-win plateau during the season. Of course, the Red Sox and Yankees reached that as well later on in the week. Thursday, the 113th annual Midnight Sun Game played in Fairbanks, Alaska. A game involving collegiate summer league teams had a first pitch at midnight. No artificial light was used. And MLB also announced that the Royals and Tigers will be playing a game on June 13th of 2019 in Omaha, Nebraska, 2 days prior to the College World Series playing there. Friday, Toronto Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna suspended 75 games for violating Major League Baseball's domestic abuse policy. And yesterday, Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez placed on the 10-day disabled list with a groin injury. Looks out he'll be out longer than that 10-day span, so the Yankees could have a little hole in the lineup for a while. Maybe the Red Sox can benefit from that going forward.
Well, you know I like those Bartolo Colon updates, but also I was surprised the Cardinals, that story with the 2000 Cardinals. I have to look that team up to see who was doing that. That's impressive.
I was actually surprised myself when I saw that was the team that they tied at that point. So I was thinking maybe a Yankees team from years gone by in the 60s with Mantle and Maris and those guys or something to that effect. But yeah, that was interesting to see. I would say back in 2000, the Cardinals have to take a look at that and see who was bashing the ball out of Busch Stadium at that point.
I know, because you think of very symmetrical National League ballpark, so there's no kind of cheapo home runs, if you will, because that can happen in the American League at times. But it just struck me as a surprise. All right, here's the other
Mark
big.
McGwire was part of that bash situation back in 2000 with the Cardinals.
There, okay, it was steroid related. Is that what we're saying?
There you go.
Put an asterisk next to that one.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, there we go. Thanks, Andy. Now, here's the last part. Andy, I know Andrew Carboni graduated this year, and so that baseball note, where played at Colby Sawyer College, but that's where baseball and ice hockey kind of intersect in the spring there up in New London, right?
No question about it. It's often you see snowbanks in the outfield while the season is well underway. Even at times when the season ends at the beginning of May, you still see some patches of snow on the field and out of reaches near the tree line and what have you. But no question about it, there is no warm spring baseball up in New London, New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, and congratulations to Andrew on his graduation, and best
Thank
of luck to him.
Much.
Yep. There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, with us here on MSO News Sports.